Parshat Re'eh has the mitzvah of Aser Taser Kol Tefach Zarecha Yotzei HaSadeh Shana Shana. It's the mitzvah of Maser Sheni. You take the Maser of everything you grow and you take a tenth of it. And what do you do with it? Ve'chat lefnei Hashem lokecha b'makom asher yivchar. You bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it there. But the pasuk continues. Why are you bringing it there? Leman tilmal liyirat Hashem lokecha kol hayamim. That way you will learn to fear Hashem your God all your days. So I understand if you say to me, okay, give a tenth of your, take a tenth of your money, give it to tzedakah so it helps a poor person, but you're taking a tenth of it and you're eating it there in Yerushalayim, maser degancha, tirashcha, yitzarecha, v'chorot bekarcha, v'tzonecha, you're bringing that all to Yerushalayim in order to learn to fear Hashem. How does that work? I'm eating my food there, so I fear Hashem. So many of the commentaries explain, and the Sforno among them, because where are you going? You're going to Yerushalayim. What's in Yerushalayim? Well, there's the Mikdash. Who's in the Mikdash? That's where the Beis Din HaGadol meets. So therefore, the Beis Din HaGadol meets there, and they're going to paskin shailas, and they're going to teach Torah. And if you hang out in Yerushalayim, that's how you're going to learn Laman Tilmad Yira Deshem Lokecha. Well, how does this work? So I gathered a few interesting sources that are very relevant to this. Let's start with source 3, Tosot Baba Batra Chaf Aleph in Dibur Machil Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. Tosot explains that by seeing the Kedusha in the Mikdash, seeing the Kohanim doing the Avoda, Hayam Mechaven Libo Yoter Liyor Shemaim Lomot Torah, you would be inspired by people dedicating their life to Avodat Hashem. Dedicated their life, right? Just like we said, you saw them Beis Din HaGadol. Well, how did these people get to be on the Beis Din HaGadol? Well, they dedicated their life to Torah, to teaching Torah, to learning Torah. So you'll get inspired. You'll have more Yir Jemaim. You'll want to learn more Torah. Hayah Roesha, as Tosfot says, Hayah Roesha Kulam Oskim Ulechet Shemaim V'Avodah Hayah Gam Hu Mechaven Yir Jemaim V'Osek B'Torah. That's the goal, says Tosfot. Hayah Omed B'Yerushalayim Ad She'ochal Maser Sheni Shalom. 10% of your yield of everything is a lot of food. You have to be there a while to eat all this food. So yes, you'll share some with the people there, but it's going to take time. And while you're there in that time, you're going to grow in your Yiras Shamayim. You're going to grow in your Ratzon to learn more Torah. The Hemek Davar in Vayikra Chav Gimel Lamed Vav discusses why the Torah uses the word Atzeret to refer to Shavuot. And in his explanation there, he says, the Tachlit HaMoedim, the whole goal of all the holidays, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Am Yisrael to gather in Yerushalayim and be seen in the Azara. Kedei lomod chokhma u'musar min ha-Kohanim. You'll learn wisdom, you'll learn Musar from the Kohanim. Because that's Yerushalayim u'mekor l'chol devar Hashem. Misham lamdu eich l'naheg b'shuvam achar chag l'veitam. You don't go through the holiday and that's it. But it changes who you are. When you go home, back to your cities, back to your towns, you're now a different person. And because Am Yisrael was sitting there for that time, specifically Shavuot, that's why it's a Netziv on Atzeret, because the whole Chag was one day. They already did their Re'iya and their Chagiga, and now we just have Nidarim and Nadavot that you couldn't bring on Yom Tov, or some Shalmei Simcha. So what was everybody else doing all that week? Hayu kol Yisrael pnuyim az lekabel musar v'tochacha. That's why it was called Atzeret, and that's also why Shmini Atzeret is called that on Motzei Sukkos. The Sefer HaChinuch in Bechukotai, Mitzvah Shin Samach, says this is the shorish of the mitzvah of Maser Behema. Mishor Shem Mitzvah Shakel Baruch Hu Bachar B'Amisrael V'Chavetz Manzako. He chose us and wants the best for us. Liot Kulam Oskei Torah Tov Yodei Shemo. We have to know, be Osek B'Torah and know His name. U'Bechokhmatom V'Mitzvah Zol L'man Yilmedu Yichum Musar. From coming to, what is it, L'man Yilmedu? This, we'll learn, we'll take Musar from this. We'll learn to be Amel B'Torah Tamid. And therefore, Hashem, Sivev B'Tfunato, in His wisdom, infinite wisdom, Natan Le'makom Sheyedu HaKol Divrei Torah Tol Kopanim. This is the place where you can learn all the Torah, know it well. You're coming to a place, Makom Shas Esek HaChochma Torah Sham Yerushalayim. You're coming to Yerushalayim, and that's where the center of all the Chochmah and all the Torah in the world. When we talk kach, after going there to learn the Torah from the Sanhedrin and the Yodei Dat and all the people, learning all the halachot, Mitochach yeh bechol bayit ubayit mikol Yisrael ish chacham yodea Torah. Then there'll be somebody in each home of new Torah. Because the man's going to go up to Yerushalayim, and he's going to spend his time there, and he's going to learn the halachot, and he'll be able to come back to his town and spread it to all the people of his town. The other men who didn't go up, the women, the children, anybody who didn't go up, young people, old people who aren't able to make it, it's too far a journey, whatever it is, Tumah, Tara, various reasons, many people didn't make it to Har Bayit, but he went, and he's going to go, and he's going to come back and says, let me tell you the drasha they gave, let me tell you the Dvar Torah, let me tell you the inspiration I got just from watching them, being Osek in Torah, being Osek in the Avoda, and I'll be able to spread the word. That's the goal. So now we can come back to our Pasuk, Aser Taser, take Maser. This isn't take Maser and give it to the Ani. Maser Ani is a different year. And we have Truma, and we have various tzedakah that we're giving also. This Maser specifically, you're going to Yerushalayim and eating it. Yes, you can also share with the Aniyim there too. The whole point of the Maser Sheni is that you eat in Yerushalayim and you should share it because you have a lot of food and you're not going to really eat it all. But the point is that you're in Yerushalayim. You're in Makom Asher Yevchar. And what's the point of that? L'man tilmad yirat Hashem l'kacha kol yamim. How are you going to learn to fear Hashem? By spending your time in Yerushalayim, in contact, in awe, watching, focused on the Kohanim and their Avoda, and in the words of the Sforno, the Beit Din HaGadol, as they're teaching Torah, explaining Torah, paskening Shailas, paskening Halacha. So, we should remember, that's the goal of all the Chagim. When the Chagim come, that's a big part of the Chagim. It was going to Yerushalayim in order to grow in our Yirat Hashem and our desire to be Osek in Torah and learn more Torah. We should remember that that's, in general, the big goal, important part of Judaism, is that our ultimate goal is to be better of the Hashem, to increase our Yirat Hashemayim, and to increase our desire and our time spent being Osek in Torah, learning Torah.